Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
And good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha, and coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. We welcome you on a beautiful Saturday morning. I am Randy Bergen, along with Coach Mark Lasseter, and Coach, the fat pack is not here, so it's the short stack pack.
Holy
whatever.
Cow.
How you doing, man?
Man, I'm good. Beautiful Saturday morning, man. That was beautiful walking out that door this morning.
Yeah.
It's just, I love this time of year. I'm ready to, next week it's going to get even cooler, it looks like.
Monday and Tuesday is supposed to be pretty cold. So if you're out playing golf today, then enjoy it. Tomorrow, enjoy it. Monday and Tuesday, you'll be wearing a jacket.
You better bundle up a bit.
No doubt about it. Boy, we got a lineup for you today. We have got a Hall of Fame show for you this morning. Rick Cleveland, Coach Cleveland, is not out, not in today. He is out on, hang on, here we go, assignment. So he'll be back with you next week, but he's got a setup. I can promise you that. We're going to, we got to go through some scores here. First round of the playoffs, we'll get you caught up on those scores in just a moment. But at 8:15, coming up in our first segment, we'll have Zach Golson, the head football coach for Mary Montgomery. They defeated Austin out of Decatur last night, 45-17. We'll talk with him about that. Bottom of the hour, Coach Steve Mask of Theodore. He's going to be on with us to tell him about their win over Stanhope Elmore, 44-27, the final in that. And we'll round out the first hour with Fairhope Pirates head football coach Tim Carter. He's going to be on. They got a nice win last night over Florence, 31-21. And in our second hour, we'll turn and talk a little cross country. We'll do that as the state cross country finals are going on in Oakville. Arthur Mack, the guy that knows all about it. There's nobody that knows it better than he does. Arthur Mack will be on to fill us in on where everybody stands and what we can look for today. And then we'll have Philip Murphy, the head basketball coach, or the basketball coach for McGill-Tulin, presented by Will Too. He'll be on. They started basketball on Thursday. They got a nice win. He'll tell us all about that. Then we'll have the True Grit Award. I really do enjoy that segment, because these are kids that, and you can explain it probably a little better, that are always there. They're always going to be that good teammate, root you on, whether they get in the ball game or not. They're always there. They're trying to make you a little bit better.
That's right, and it's a award sponsored by Blue Water Millworks, and that was one of their desires. They wanted to just recognize those kids, and so we have successfully gone through this season, and every school in Mobile and Baldwin County football teams are represented in our True Grit Awards, and we'll finish up our final three today. And we're looking forward to doing that at 9:30.
Should be a lot of fun. Of course, then we'll wrap up the show. You'll have the Camp Grace segment.
Yep, the Camp Grace segment is going to be a surprise today. I hope y'all get ready for it. It's going to be one that's near and dear to my heart, and we'll look forward to talking about that at that time.
Good. Looking forward to it. Well, let's go ahead. Let's just dive on in and get these scores going right now. We'll start with the first round of the playoffs. We'll start with Class 1A. Addison gets a win over Ragland, 71-39. They advance. Berry over Fayetteville, 44-37. Appalachian goes undefeated right now, still undefeated, 74-6 winners over Shoals Christian. Marion County, 36, Winterboro 22, Wadley 56, South Lamar 8, Meek over Woodville 42-25, Hubbardville over Woodland 67-27, Hackleburg 32, Spring Garden 16, University Charter School 54, Notasoga 14, South Choctaw over Georgiana 40-20, Maplesville 58, RC Hatch 0, McIntosh 20, Brantley 14, McKenzie over Millery 46-14. That McKenzie remains undefeated. Autauga County 21, Choctaw County 12. Elba falls to Leroy 53-14. Another undefeated team would be Leroy. Linden 20, Billingsley 11.
We're going to continue now with the Class 2A scores from last night and from Thursday night on the Gulf City Body and Trailer Works Scoreboard Show. We appreciate Our good friend Hunter Lyons sponsoring this scoreboard for us. In Class 2A, Pisgah, 42, Tanner, 14, Vincent, 34, Falkville, 6, Red Bay, 53, Sanrock, 14, Southeastern, 26, Selligent, 8, Coosa Christian, 56, Isabella, 14, Lexington, 52, North Sand Mountain, 23, Tuscaloosa Academy, 35, Susan Moore, 14, Pleasant Valley, 40, Winston County, 28, Laverne, 50, Central Coosa, 12, G.W. Long, 28, J.U. Blackshire, 7, Lynette, 42, Zion Chapel, 6, Ayrton, 55, Washington County, 14, Cottonwood, 46, Chickasaw, 7, Realtown, 55, Highland Home, 19, Providence Christian, 17, Clark County, 14, Lochapoka, 47, and Goshen, 0.
In Class 3, Morris Hill Bible remains undefeated as they win over Whitesburg Christian, 70-14. Winfield, 39, Glencoe, 0, Geraldine, 59, Rogers, 27, Westbrook Christian, 49, Vinemont, 0, Piedmont, Overfield Campbell, 59-19, Fayette, 34, Lauderdale County, 7, Gordo, 49, Walter Welborn, 0, Colbert County, 64, Collinsville, 19, Southside, undefeated, that's Southside of Selma, 35-12 winners over Dadeville, Cottage Hill Christian, 41-8 over Wicksburg, Glenwood, 43, Thomasville, 10, Trinity Presbyterian, 24, T.R. Miller, 8, Montgomery Academy, 42, Flemington, 0, Lee Scott, 42, Hale County, 14. Congratulations to the Admirals of Bayside. They move on as they defeat Houston County, 46-7, and Randolph County, 41, Thorsboro, 40.
In Class 4A, West Morgan, 55, Randolph, 21, Good Hope, 28, Cherokee County, 26, Plainview, 35, Brooks, 12, Alexandria, 47, Fayette County, 20, Anniston, 49, Fultondale, 8, Madison Academy, 20, Hatton, 19, Hamilton, 35, Asheville, 28, Deschler, 42, North Jackson, 14, Hanley, 40, Bibb County, 7, Jackson, 34, Ashford, 0, American Christian, 20, Tallahassee, 7, W.S. Neal, 35, Opp, 14, Mobile Christian, 15, Dale County, 13, Bullock County, 21, Oak Grove, 7, St. Michael's, 49, Pike County, 21, Pleasant Grove, 16, Booker T. Washington, 6.
All right, let's move to Class 5A. Fairview over Arab, 14-7. Jacksonville, 14. Ramsey, 7. Scottsboro, 45. West Point, 14. St. Clair County, 41. Carver of Birmingham, 22. Moody defeats Corner, 49-21. In overtime, Priceville defeats Gunnersville, 24-21. Briarwood Christian, 28, leads 3. Russellville defeats Boaz, 29-28 in OT. Northside, 48, Beauregard, 14. Vigor over Charles Henderson, 40-16. Central Clay County, 48, Sipsey Valley, 7. Andalusia defeats UMS Wright, 28-25 in two overtimes. Montgomery Catholic, 31, Citronelle, 8. Shelby County, 26, Valley, 23. Williamson over to Eufaula, 50-14, and Elmore County, 21, Demopolis, 20.
In Class 6A, Muscle Shoals, 38, May Jemison, 12, Parker, 42, Oxford, 21, Fort Payne, 38, Athens, 23, Mountain Brook, 38, Mortimer Jordan, 0, Clay Chalkville, 49, Jackson Olin, 26, Gadsden City, 40, Jasper, 37, Homewood, 28, Pell City, 14, Hartsell, 33, Buckhorn, 7, Benjamin Russell, 26, Tuscaloosa, 14. Central Tuscaloosa, 14. Theodore, 44. Stanhope, Elmore, 27. Hueytown, 35. Pelham, 28. Russell County, 33. Gulf Shores, 30. Pike Road, 28. McGill Tulin, 10. Bessemer City, 24. Helena, 7. Saraland, 49. Wetumpka, 24. Spain Park, 24. And McAdory, 13.
All right, let's see if we can move through 7A real quick. Daphne defeats Sparkman, 43-14. Auburn over Vestavia Hills, 52-41. Baker gets the win over Florence, 38-14. Opelika, 27. Hewitt Trustful, 21. Thompson, 31. Carver Montgomery, 7. Mary Montgomery advances. They defeat Austin, 45-7. Central Phoenix City, 34. Hoover, 10. And Fairhope will advance as they defeat James Clemens, 31.
21. So we got them all in right there, Coach.
We got them all done.
We got some guys in our area down here in South Alabama that will be advancing, those in Central Alabama as well. So some good football going on last night.
It was good football. You know, one thing that kind of jumped off the page at us, we'll talk about it with these coaches coming up, but then 7A Region 1 swept the North. They all four 7A teams from our region 1 through 4 won last night. And they'll be playing again next week.
Well, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk Mary Montgomery football as they advance. We'll talk with the head football coach, Zach Golson. He's up next right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. This segment presented by Green & Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now, back to the show.
Your name and lights above.
Your name and lights above.
You gotta
there
like
you go.
It, man.
You gotta like it. It. Ain't no doubt about it. Hey, welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. I'm Randy Bergen, along with Coach Mark Laster. Coach Cleveland has the weekend off, and guys, time to go to our Boudreaux's Cajun Grill guest line and welcome in good friend of the show, Coach Zach Golson, the head football coach for Mary Montgomery. Coach, thank you for taking time to be with us this morning. Congratulations, a nice win over Austin out of Decatur, 45-17 last night. We want to break that game down. I know Cam Smith had a good game, but your boys played well last night. Congratulations.
Thank y'all very much. Was a good night last night in Sims. Guys played really well in all three phases. Obviously, great to be 1-0. Give ourselves 24 hours to enjoy it, and then you're back to 0-0 again.
That's right. That's right. You know, the thing about it is, in the playoffs, every week you just want to be 1-0. If you can be 1-0 every week, you're good.
You're doing good. You're doing
Tell
good.
Us a little
new
bit
season
about
every week. So.
That's right. And it's a great thing about the playoffs is, I mean, it's a scary thing. And on the other end of it, you know, when it's done, it's done. But the thing about it is, it's an exciting time for the kids because they know it's one and done. It's a deal. They got to go in. They got to play their A game every week. What do you guys do to try to keep your guys focused on, you know, not looking down the road, not looking anything but the game right in front of you?
Yeah, I think that we've done a good job of how we build our processes, you know, to where every week is that type of mentality. And I think if we do that, the way we build our team throughout the season, when we get to the playoffs, they're prepared for the moment. And, you know, again, just how our weekly processes are prepares them for these type of games and for these type of preparations. You got to have your best stuff. And, you know, we try to do that all year long, but certainly every year, you know, you learn day to day, week to week, and each team's a little bit different in how they handle things. So, you know, but I think our guys have done a great job. You know, we believe in our processes and how we do things, and, you know, certainly has been really successful for us the last couple of years.
No doubt, Coach. Y'all have just done a fantastic job over there. Over the last few years, just been a joy to watch you guys, that program grow and build, and just appreciate the work you guys have done there. Tell us a little bit about last night's game. I know Cam Smith had a couple of touchdowns. Your defense must have played lights out. I think it was 21-0 at halftime. So I think y'all were really playing well. Tell us a little bit about the game.
Yeah, you know, first of all, Austin, you know, they were a little banged up going into the game, but they had a really good football team. Physical, athletic team, and so we knew we had a challenge in front of us. We felt like we needed to be able to run the ball, especially run it, you know, kind of right at them. They were so athletic, it was hard to go side to side, but, you know, we felt like we could kind of establish the line of scrimmage and run the ball at them, and then their style of play was they played low with their secondary, so they had all 11 guys within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. So we knew we were going to have to take some shots, and we hit a few shots. Jeremy Menhennett hit Kenyon Allen on a couple long passes. DJ Broughton caught a couple long passes. So I thought we did a nice job of executing our game plan offensively. Then I thought our defensive staff put together a really good plan to attack them defensively. We did a great job of tackling all night long, stopped their run game. They had a big running back, 1,000-yard back, that I think we held him to 20 or 30 yards last night. So, you know, just, again, all around a good game. Kicking game was really solid. Kicked the ball well all night. I think we were 7-for-7, PA, 6-for-6 PATs. And then we made a field goal late in the game, so that was great to see.
We're visiting with the Vikings of Mary Montgomery's head football coach, Zach Golson, on our Boudreaux's Cajun Grill line. Coach, I just want to ask you real quick. You talked about the offense. Talk about the guys that don't get a whole lot of recognition. This is the front line. When you look at the scores that y'all have put up for this year, I mean, you've put up 421 points and only giving up 157. There's something magical about that offense, and it starts right there on the front line. Talk about those guys.
Yeah, so our offensive line, we've got 8 senior O linemen that have led that group all year. I think we've had 10 or 12 different guys play significant reps, which is, you know, a big deal to have that many guys that we feel confident in that can go in and play. We are a big group. I think we average 315 pounds on the offensive line in our starting group. We got some big kids. They love playing offensive line. They love doing the dirty work. So they're just a lot of fun to be around. A lot of fun to coach. Their coaches do a great job of getting them prepared every week. Then our defensive line is very similar. We're senior laden, part 4 senior D linemen, and but also have a good group of young guys coming in behind them that. They have done a great job all year. So definitely feel like we have a good group in the trenches this year.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it and certainly shows for sure. Coach, let me ask you before we talk about the next round here, talk about your coaching staff because, boy, you got a good staff there with you.
Yeah, I've got an all-star group, man. Very thankful for the guys that have, you know, that are with us. They've been with us since day one. Alex Page, Andrew Reeves, the coordinators, Devin Crawford, Ramel Jones, kind of anchor our O-line and D-line. Just all of our guys, man. They've done such an incredible job all year. You know, the one thing that I've said all along about them is that they love our players. And, you know, they're great men. They lead them the right way. They're good X's and O's guys. But they're even better men, so that's what makes it so fun to go to the building every day and want to go get better and want to coach together. I think our kids feed off of the chemistry of our staff. Just a great group of guys.
You know, Coach, that's the thing about, you know, you love going when you get to go to work every day and love the guys you work with. That's an amazing thing, you know, and you got a lot of alpha males in there and everybody working together to do the best you can to give your kids the best chance to win. That's a really big deal. So kudos to you for putting that staff together. Let's talk about the next round, Coach. I think y'all will be traveling up to Alabaster to play in the next round against Thompson.
Yes, sir. You know, obviously, a ton of respect for Coach Freeman, Thompson, the program that he's built over the last 10 years. You know, a pretty cool story. When we took the job 4 years ago at Mary Montgomery, I asked Coach Freeman if I could bring my entire staff up to Thompson because we had a bunch of guys that had not coached in 7A and didn't really necessarily know what it looked like. And, you know, he was gracious enough to let me bring all that group up there. Let us walk around, watch them work out, watch them practice. I think it was a lot of confirmation. I think it was 2 months in. And I think it was a confirmation for a lot of our guys that we were doing the right things. And, you know, so it was such a cool opportunity to get up, to go up there and compete. You know, again, just a ton of respect for him and his staff and the programs they built. But, you know, we feel like we've got a great team this year, a team that can compete with anybody in the state. And I know our guys are excited about the opportunity, you know, just to be in the second round with a chance to go 1-0.
Well, Coach, I'm going to tell you something, buddy. We appreciate the job you're doing there at MGM and your guys and your football team. And I know the community is excited. We wish you the very best of luck in the next round. And we'll be pulling for you next Friday night at Thompson, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all very much. I can't say thank you enough for all y'all do for high school football, high school sports, and again, just thankful for what the recognition y'all bring to our program.
All right, buddy. Good luck. Safe travels today.
Yes, sir. Take care.
All right. There you go. Zach Golson, the head football coach for the Vikings of Mary Montgomery. Coach, whenever you look at what they've done this year, they've only had one loss. That was to Baker.
Baker.
All right. But, I mean, as I mentioned, 421 points they put on, only giving up 157. There's some kind of record in there, isn't it?
I don't know. It is. It's a good one. They got a good football team. They got a good program. That thing's been going now for about 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Like that.
He's been building it.
They're going to the next round, going up to Thompson.
No doubt.
That's the next step. So we'll see what happens.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take this time out. When we come back, we're going to talk with Theodore Bobcats head football coach, Steve Mask. He's up next right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. The Boudreaux Cajun Grill communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Now, back to the show.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to take it to the streets, Mark. We're going to take it to the streets. We're going to head up toward a little town called Theodore.
Theodore.
That's where we headed right now as we welcome you back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. I am Randy Bergen, along with Coach Mark Laster. Coach Cleveland has the weekend off, and we go to our Boudreaux's Cajun Grill guest line. That's right, I got my air quotes up there. We go to our Boudreaux's Cajun Grill guest line, welcoming a good friend of ours, Coach Steve Mask, the head football coach for the Bobcats of Theodore. Coach, thank you for taking time to be with us on a beautiful Saturday morning, and congratulations. A nice win last night as you defeat Stanhope Elmore 44-27. Buddy, I can't wait to talk to you about this ball game because I know it was a good one.
Well, thank you, Randy. It's great to hear from you and Mark this morning. I'm sure Rick's on secret assignment somewhere, probably doing some ratings for the favorite restaurants in South Alabama. So that's good. But, you know, it was a great win last night. Good win.
It was a good win, Coach. I'm so happy for you guys, and I know you got some stuff coming up next week, but we're going to talk about that game, and I read something about your halftime talk to your quarterback, and I said this is so Steve Mask, this is right up his alley. This is what he said, y'all. I want you to hear him now. It says, he said he was talking to Creshawn Overton, his quarterback. He says, I told him he has a great mama and daddy. Now it's time to go make them proud. That's so just like Steve Mask. Now, Coach Mask, well, did he make them proud, you reckon?
That's paraphrasing, okay? Let's go with that. That was paraphrasing.
Okay, I like it. Do you reckon he made them proud with his performance?
Do I now?
Do you think he made them proud?
Well, he had about 300 yards.
I mean, he scored 6 touchdowns.
That he he accounted for it, you know, 2 for 3 and ran for 3 and played really well. I would hope that they're both, you know, very, very proud of this morning. I know his head football coach is very proud. I can promise you that's for sure.
No doubt. Hey, tell us a little bit about, you know, in the game now, there was – you know, I think you guys were having kind of a tough time getting going, and then right before the half, y'all were down 14-10 and get a turnover, and were able to score. Kind of tell us how that kind of changed the complexion of your team and the game.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. We just felt like we were playing a little bit in quicksand, and I think Stanhope had a lot to do with that too. I don't want to take away from them, but I just didn't feel like we had much jump to us, and maybe we were a little tight. You know, people don't understand that it is a different environment when you play those things, and we hadn't been in that situation in a couple of years. We're a bit tight, but I felt like the turnover, you know, right there, and then we scored as the time expired. We were going to have enough time left, I think, to kick the field goal, but it was huge getting that touchdown right there at the end. There's no question about that.
That was a big turning point in the game, and come out in the second half, and they kind of drove the ball on you. Then y'all made a stop, and then things really started clicking. Tell us a little bit about the second half, Coach.
We did we like all of us were going there, and, you know, the standard speeches, you know, the first 5 minutes of the half and all that kind of stuff. For the first 6 minutes of the second half, they kept the ball, and then we had a big stop, and then we went immediately. We had we threw about a 75-yard post route to Chris Cunningham, and then it was on, Mark. It was on after that, and we really felt. I think that really uplifted us a little bit, and the defense started playing a whole lot better. And I didn't think the defense played bad all night. I just felt like that period right in there, we really just sort of took control of it. And then we stopped and came right back at another, had a one play drive, and Rashawn had a nice run on a counter option we put in this week. But I give our kids credit. You know, I felt like that they were disappointed in how we played the first half, and really made a conscious effort to come out in the second half and play a whole lot better, and they did, for sure. We got it. You know, we
visited with Coach Steve Mask.
We ended up 44-14 and gave us a couple late. Just disappoints me a little bit, but we had got some kids in that needed to play for next week, and I don't worry about stuff like that. Bottom line is, this time of year, just get a win. So.
That's right.
That's what it is. You know?
As we were saying earlier, you just want to be 1-0, don't you? Get 1-0 each week.
You know, it's just like, you know, Rick, like this, like playing golf. You don't care what you shot, as long as that guy's putting some money in your hand when it's over with. So,
he's been collecting a lot of money lately.
Oh, I bet he has. All he does is eat and play golf. I think we came out of it pretty good. We're, you know, at this time of year, nobody's exactly 100%, but I think over the years we've done a pretty good job of trying to take care of our kids' bodies. You know, people forget they're still 16, 17, 18 years old, and, you know, 11 weeks in our region and y'all's region too. It's just the pounding that they take does take its toll a little bit. And we're trying to take care of them and keep them healthy and the best we can.
We visit with Coach Steve Mass, head football coach for the Bobcats of Theodore. They get the win last night, the first round of the playoffs over Stanhope Elmore, 44-27. Coach, before we move in to your second round and making that trip to Benjamin Russell, a place you know very well, Mark, talk about your coaching staff, because you've got a staff that's been pretty doggone good this year.
Well, I think the biggest, obviously Randy Larson's been with us a while, and I've been at Theodore a while, and Randy does a great job with our defense, and along with Vince Norvell, and three, four, four good, great guys that do a super job. But the biggest addition we've had was hiring Tony Vance, very successful high school coach in Hattiesburg, and will be in the Mississippi Hall of Fame at one day. And he's come in and really has given us a huge spark on the offensive side of the ball. He knows what he's doing. And I think the thing with Chris Jones is finally – getting coached. So, his sophomore year, he had a coordinator. My first year, then last year, he had the worst offensive coordinator in the state because I was trying to call it, and that wasn't good. so he's got a guy now that knows what he's doing. So Tony and Delson Steiner and all those guys have really stepped up, and we're explosive on offense. I think this time of year, explosive plays is what you got to have to keep moving on.
Absolutely. I think you, Coach, you've done a good job. You hired a good staff. And, one of the things that that I learned from you about it was making sure you got the people you needed around you who could do things better than you could and help you win football, help the kids win football games. And then you did such a good job all through your career about, it's – the thing I learned from you, the biggest thing, was as you get further along in the year, the less you need to go out there and hit those kids. They don't need to be out there banging on each other, and you get the less time and keeping their leg. Because this is a long, like you said, it's a long, long season once you get into this time of the year. And now you guys are getting ready to go play in Alexander City. You got a long trip coming up. So tell us a little bit about how you your philosophy about practice time, and then tell us a little bit about playing Benjamin Russell.
Well, I think the practice time, you know, just so many times you run inside and outside zone, you know, and, right. you know, you're in week 18 after the, you know, the, and plus what we're doing in the summers now, don't even get me started on that. I'm, you know, we just ruined high school football, and I mean that, by starting in June and going all the way up to December. But, you know, I think that once you get to this point, you install your game plan, which isn't going to change a lot from week to week. There's going to be some things that you do. Always try to put in maybe a little something somebody hadn't seen, and then tweak things you're doing to stop the other team. But get off the field. I mean, we go out on Mondays. We may stay 70, 75 minutes, and then Tuesday's a little longer. We might stay 90 minutes, and then Wednesday we're back down to 70 minutes, and then on Thursdays we're there maybe 25 minutes. And get into the game on Friday night, you know. And the biggest right. thing, Mark, is that kids – have got to want to be still playing football this time of year, because it's a grind. And if you're not careful, you can burn them out. I think the teams that win it and the teams that play for a long time, the kids are still excited about going to practice, and they're excited about playing on Friday nights. And football can become very drudgery if you'll let it. And
that's right.
So you got to avoid the drudgery part of it and let them be excited, knowing that when they look at that practice schedule, they see 17 periods. By God, it's 17 periods. It ain't, we're going to do this period over. It's not that way.
Right.
Here's what we're going to do, and get in and get out. And they trust you. They know when you do that, you told them the truth, that that's what we're going to do. And they look forward to coming down there. I'm excited about the fact that we had to run ours out of the field house after practice sometimes. Well, y'all just go home. I'll go do it. Well, I'm ready to go home. Y'all go home. So, I think that's the whole key. You got to take care of them and want them to still be excited. And then off to next week, going to Benjamin Russell. I've been over there a couple times. And beautiful facility, great tradition. I think everybody that's coached there at one time is in the Hall of Fame. And, got a good football team. I haven't seen them yet. I don't bracket watch. I don't bracket jump. I wait to see whoever's going to play. But I know they got two wide receivers. One's going to Kentucky, and one's going to Alabama. And Alabama don't hand out candy canes to wide receivers. If they can play, Alabama off. They don't just give them to anybody. So
that's right.
We got our hands full. Got our hands full.
Well, buddy, we're going to wish you the very best of luck. And I hope you guys just have a great trip to Alex City. And come back with a big win, and we'll be pulling for you, and we appreciate your time, Steve-O.
You got it, and good luck to the Admirals. I tell you what y'all do is really good, too, and I think it was a great night for Mobile Baldwin County football last night. Had a lot of big victories for all of us, and makes us proud of the football we play down here.
That's exactly right. You're exactly right, Coach. Good luck to you, buddy.
Coach, good luck to you.
Bye, boy. Y'all take care. Bye-bye.
All right. There you go. Coach Steve Mask, head football coach for the Bobcats at Theodore. Hey, he's going up to play Benjamin Russell, mm-hmm. and they'll be playing on Martin Savary Stadium, in that stadium.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was there. This is how old I am. I was there the night we played the very first football game in that stadium back, I think it was in 86 or 87, and we got beat. Basilicaga. Silicaga
Beavis. That's going to be a good game. That's going to be a good game right there for sure.
Yeah, it is.
All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll head over to Fairhope. We'll talk with Coach Tim Carter, head football coach for the Pirates. They got a win last night over Florence, 31-21. He'll tell us all about it when we come back right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now, back to the show.
And we certainly welcome you back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. I am Randy Bergen, along with Coach Mark Laster, and Coach Cleveland does have the weekend off, much deserved for sure. Guys, we go back to our Bujo's Cajun Grill guest line and welcome in the head football coach for the Pirates of Fairhope, Coach Tim Carter, on the line with us. Coach, I got to make a correction. I said going into the break that y'all played Florence last night. You did not play Florence. You played James Clemens, and you got the win last night, 31-21. And that was a pretty good. That's a pretty good hike up to James Clemens. That's up there near Huntsville, isn't it?
Yes, it was about six and a half hour drive on those buses, having to stop, you know, at least one time. So it was quite a haul, but we went up the night before, so we almost traveled like a college team did. We, you know, go in the night before, spend the night in a hotel. So it was good. It was a great experience for the kids. So, you know, we survived it.
Hey, Coach, now, James Clemens, is that in Madison? Is that up north, actually past the city of Huntsville, up north side of Huntsville?
It's kind of in between the two of them. Madison, you know, is kind of between Decatur and Huntsville. And, yeah, that's where Bob okay. Jones and James Clemens are both city schools. I didn't really know that, but got up there and kind of put all those pieces together. And it's a really strong school system. You know, I think they lead in a lot of academic categories. And they win a lot of state championships in other sports, you know, but they've right. Bob Jones and them. You know, they've been trying to get the football thing going. And, of course, Juan Johnson is there, who was at Baker a year ago, T.R. Miller boy. And
right.
He does a great job. You know, he did really well at at Baker a year ago, and then made the move to James Clemens. And, you know, he had a good season for him, but we were fortunate enough to get through that one.
You know, Coach, looking at the game last night, you know, the long trip up and you know, that was, y'all were able to win the first game in the playoffs since 2014 after a long journey. And I know those kids really wanted to get that off their back and get that win, you know, in the playoffs. Of course, for years, y'all been matched up with that region out of Phoenix City. And, of course, you got them coming next week. But your first round was always Auburn and Phoenix City and Opelika, some of the strongest teams in the state. Going to Huntsville, you know, played a different group of people, a different region. And our region down here went up there and just did really well. So talk about that region, our region dominance over that region going into last night.
Well, you know, first of all, in a previous life, I was the head coach at Auburn High School, so I'm well aware of East Alabama, and you know, that's a pretty good region. One of my proudest accomplishments is going 7-2 against Central while I was the head coach at Auburn High School, because they're a juggernaut and always have been. That's not a new thing. Central's always been going really good. Going back to the days of Woodrow Lowe, and who passed away this week, I hate to say it, Woodrow coached with me for 4 years, and then he was the head coach at Central when I was during some of my tenure at Auburn High School. He was there a few years, and I sure hated that. But, you know, they got a tremendous tradition. My dad was the head coach at Central High School in the early 60s. So, and my mom is from Phoenix City, and she was one of eight kids, so I got relatives all over that town, but you know, it has been quite a challenge. But you know, we're excited about it and getting an opportunity to have them come here. But last night was a good thing for the program. And you know, the thing that tickled me is we really were a little more dominant in the game early than the score appeared. We should have been up potentially 28-0 at the half. We gave up a bomb with 29 seconds. Went down on our first drive, ran a first play of the game. We ran a touchdown on a reverse that we blocked in the back on about the 20, pulled it back, pulled it out, and then on 4th-and-1, well, we really had 3rd-down-and-1 and then 4th-and-1, and we didn't get it and squandered that about the 10-yard line. And then the next drive, we go back down and get a field goal blocked. And so then we scored 14 straight points. And, you know, that was it was a dominant first half. And then we're only up 14-7 because of 29 seconds. We gave up a bomb, which is really kind of inexcusable. But we did, gave them some momentum back. And then we had a fight on our hands at 14-7 going in at the half.
Well, you know, you came out the second half, were able to win the ball game, and that was just it's a big win, you know, for you guys, and to be able to come back home now and play here at Fairhope Stadium on Majors Field there, and have everybody, everybody in Fairhope is going to be there Friday night to watch that ball game.
It's going to be a good one.
We'll have a great we'll have a great crowd, and then we also they'll have the field dolled up. The mayor texted me already this morning and said we're going to have that baby looking extra special. So you know, that'll be a lot of fun, and we're aware of the challenge. I mean, but we're glad to have this opportunity. We're one of eight left, and I'm so proud that our region went up there, like you said, and won all four of the matchups.
Yes.
And, you know, I think our region has a lot of balance. Like, Daphne beat Baker, but Daphne was the four seed. Baker's the one seed. And during the regular season, you know, our four seed beat our one seed. And we all kind of beat each other. And, you know, that just shows you there was a lot of parity in our region. And so, you know, I think that all our teams have a chance. We got to play well. You know, we got to have a few breaks. I mean, we're playing, I don't know, is Central number one in the state? I'm not sure. Are they the number one ranked team, or is it Thompson? I think it's Central, but we got a battle on our hands. I think, I don't know if the only team they've lost to is IMG out of down there around, what is that?
That you're right. Yeah, that's right.
Out of Florida, 49-14 falling out.
Yeah, I think they're in Tampa. So
yeah. Well, buddy, we want you to know how proud we are of you guys and those Pirates, and looking forward to next Friday night, and wish you the very best of luck. Thank you, Tim, for joining us. We appreciate you, man.
All right, guys. Well, thank y'all so much. Appreciate the support.
All right, buddy.
There you go, Coach Tim.
That's one of the good ones right there.
There ain't no doubt.
He's one of my favorite people, just a guy who's always the same.
Yeah.
He's always the same. Win, loss, indifferent. He is the same Tim Carter all the time. And I'm just so proud of that win for them last night. And now to get to host this one, it's going to be exciting.
They got a big one.
I'm going to tell you something.
Patrick Nix is the head coach there.
I'm going to tell you something. Don't be surprised those Pirates don't win this ball game.
I would love to see that.
Me too.
It's like my mama used to always say, the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
That's right.
And let's see if we can make that happen right there.
I love it.
Yes,
sir.
Hey, we're going to take our timeout, top of the hour. When we come back, we're going to talk some cross country. We'll do that with Arthur Mack right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Coming to you live, the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
And we welcome you into the second hour of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha, and coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. I am Randy Bergen, along with Coach Mark Lasseter. And Coach, I guess it's kind of like Meatloaf said, two out of three ain't bad.
That's right.
Because Coach Cleveland ain't here today.
That's right. And we're missing Rick. I can tell you.
Well, we know what he's doing, and we hope that he does well.
According to Steve Mask, he's
either eating and raiding the
Raiding the restaurants around town.
Or he's playing golf.
So
you pick. All right, there you go. Hey, before we get into our next guest, I got to mention, we got some great sponsors of the show. One of them, we love to death, is Premier Collision. Chris and all the gang there, they do such a great job. They're located at 1177 Sledge Drive right there in Mobile. You can give them a call at 251-478-4500 if you have a little ding or a big ding, okay? And I got ripped on that last week. I'm just going to let you know, okay? So,
you did?
I did.
I bet. That's my fault. It wasn't yours.
Thank you. Thank you for taking that. Thank you for taking that bullet for me. But, no, hey, listen, Chris and them do a great job. If you have if you have just a little ding in your automobile or you have a major collision, they can take care of you. They will make that car look like brand new, like it just came off the showroom floor. Give them a call, Premier Collision. They're located at 1177 Sledge Drive. 251-478-4500. All right, let's go back to our Boudreaux's Cajun guest line and Cajun Grill guest line and welcome in a good friend of ours. We're going to be talking some state cross country. It happens. The finals happen today. Arthur Mack is going to tell us all about it. Arthur, thank you for taking time to be with us. And, boy, I know you're excited today.
Yes, indeed. Can you hear me all right?
We got you fine. You're coming in loud and clear.
Okay, great.
Yeah, hey, Arthur, let me ask you about this.
The race is just complete. It's winding up. That's going to be followed by the 4A girls in just a little bit.
Well, there's a young lady that you mentioned 4A girls. In 7A, I believe she's 7A, there is a young lady by the name of Sarah Toll from Auburn. She has an opportunity. If she can win the individual today, that would give her four state championships, individual state championships. That's pretty big.
Oh, indeed it is. She's been doing well all season long, and, I would be surprised if she doesn't win today because she's done so well all season, you know. I mean, times have been pretty solid. You know, she's dominated the races that she's run in this season. And so, yeah, I would say she has a pretty good chance of four-peating.
You know, Arthur, there's a lot of teams that are shooting for some records today. I think 6A, Mountain Brook, has kind of dominated that boys and girls over the last few years, and it looks like, can Mountain Brook win a fifth straight 6A girls cross country, or will Mountain Brook's boys win a fourth straight 6A crown?
Well, there's a possibility that, you know, both could achieve that goal. They've had very successful team races. Looking at the results from some of the races this season, you know, they've been pretty solid. So with the tradition they have, hey, you can bet that they're going to be shooting for those to keep that streak alive, I'm telling you.
We're visiting with Arthur Mack, talking some cross-country. State happens today. The finals happen today. Arthur, let me ask you this. When you look around the state, and as Mark mentioned just a few moments ago, Mount Brook in that 6A, you look at the northern part of the state, typically dominate in cross-country. How does it look this year? Does South and Central Alabama, do we have some contenders in there?
Well, I can tell you we have contenders in 4A boys and girls and 3A boys and girls. Ashore Christian has done extremely well over the season, and their girls have really come on strong. Allie McTaggart has been a strong number one runner for Ashore Christian's girls. And with the boys running, you know, consistently, you know, in a pack, so to speak, there's a good chance they could win a title. And don't be surprised if the girls wind up in the top three as well. As for St.
You know, Luke, another.
Yeah, as for St. Luke's, the boys are ranked number one in the state, and the girls are ranked second. So it's going to be a very interesting battle in that division.
Yeah, y'all are running in Moulton today, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
Yes,
the Jesse Owens cross country?
Right, yeah, the Jesse Owens Indian Mounds Park. Yeah, that's been the site of the state cross country meet for quite a few years now. Very popular course. There's one part of it that's challenging called the Snake. It happens just before the 2 mile mark. You have a series of winding hills, and that last hill before the 2 mile mark, very challenging indeed. I happened to see it. I said, "Oh my goodness."
So, Arthur, tell us about who's four. You say 4A is about to run. Is that Providence Christian?
Yeah,
aren't our boys predicted to win that?
4A girls are about to run. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 4A girls.
Okay.
You know, yeah, that would, Bayshore Christian's in that group. So it's going to be a very exciting race, I tell you.
That should be a good race. I think Bayside Academy's girls are up there running today. I don't know what time they run or they, but they're
okay,
running
yeah.
today.
They're
There's some other
day, so right, yeah, 6A, yeah. And they're going to be running at 10:30. Bayside winds
okay.
up
yeah.
6A because of the competitive balance rule. So
that's correct.
It's going to be interesting
that's correct,
to see
then.
How they do.
Mm-hmm. They'll be going up against Mountain Brook. They got a really good bunch up there.
Yes.
Arthur, man, we don't tell you how much we appreciate you getting on here with us and giving us a little bit of update about the cross-country state championships. I hope you have a great time and safe travels coming back home, buddy.
All right. Yeah, thank you very much. Hopefully I'll be able to bring some good news next week.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Arthur, thank you, man. Appreciate you.
All right. My pleasure.
All right, there you go, Arthur Mack. There's no one that knows cross country like this guy.
Indoor track, outdoor track, cross country. The guy is on it. He is. He does a great job. He has a great passion for guys, people that run.
He does,
and he does a great job bringing that information to us.
There's no doubt. Hey, we got a minute or two left in this segment. Let's just kind of go back over some local scores from the first round of the playoffs. Whenever you look at 7A, Mary Montgomery got the win over Austin, 45-17. Baker over Florence, 38-14. Fairhope, we had Coach Tim Carter on just a few moments ago. They win over James Clements, 31-21. And Daphne will advance as they beat Sparkman, 43-14. In 6A, Theodore, Steve Mask was on with us, and they don't get much better than Steve Mask, the Hall of Famer for sure. Theodore moves forward as they defeated Stanhope Elmore 44-27 last night. Saraland, Coach Kelly, his staff, his Spartans, they will advance as they defeat Wetumpka 49-24. Pike Road over McGill Tulin 28-10. Russell County defeated Gulf Shores 33-30. Did you see that one? That's a close game right there.
It was a close game. I didn't see that one coming, but I don't know much about Russell County.
Yeah.
I haven't kept up at all with them this year, but was a little surprised to see Gulf Shores get beat. But, you know, Russell County could have a real – because Gulf Shores got a good football
team. They do.
And so Russell County obviously has a good one as well.
No doubt. In 5A, Vigor continues their run. They defeated Charles Henderson 40-16. Williamson stays undefeated as they defeat Eufaula 50-14. UMS Wright falls to Andalusia 28-25 in overtime. And Catholic Montgomery defeats Citronelle 31-8.
That game of Andalusia and Catholic is going to be quite a ball game. I think that's who plays next. I think they play next, but I'm not positive about that. But in 4A, Jackson defeated Ashford 34 to nothing. Ashford, of course, is my home away from home son, little David Stapleton.
Yeah,
coaching there, head coach there.
He's doing a good job.
He did. They were 7-3 on the year, and good job by them. But Jackson's rolling. They got a great football team. So is St. Michael's. They beat Pike County 49-21. Then Mobile Christian, a big win, 15-13 over Dale County last night. And WS Neal, 35, and Op, 14 in 4A.
All right, let's see. In 3A, Bayside, congratulations to the Admirals once again. Y'all will move forward as you defeat Houston Academy 46-7. Where will you be going? You'll be traveling, won't you?
We're traveling to Randolph County in Wedowee, Alabama.
Wedowee. That's up there in the east part of the
It's way state. On up there.
Yeah, you got a long way to go. Long way to go. All right, hey, look, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk a little basketball. We do that with Philip Murphy, the head basketball coach for McGill Tulin, presented by Will 2 right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Boudreaux's Cajun Grill communication line. Now, back to the show.
And that's what you're doing right there, Mark. You're living in the fast lane, my brother. Living in the fast lane.
I don't know how, as I move relatively slow.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Hey, welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. We're efforting to get in touch with Philip Murphy, the head basketball coach for, or I say the head basketball coach, the basketball coach for McGill Tulin, brought to you by Will 2. Should we get him, we'll pop him in here. But
absolutely.
But one of the things, Coach, obviously you go to second round, and let's go ahead and get that schedule lined up for you. On Thursday, November the 13th, the AISA AAA we'll see Banks Academy at Lounge Academy, Southern Academy at Chambers Academy. When you go to the AISA 2A, Patrician Academy will be at South Choctaw Academy. Patrician, by the way, undefeated 11-0. Wilcox Academy 9-2 will be at Albertville Christian. That's going to be a good game because Albertville Christian 10-1. And then whenever you go to the AISA Single A, Cornerstone Christian at Escambia Academy. And, by the way, Escambia Academy 10-1, not too bad. Macon East Academy is undefeated. They will travel to Evangel Christian Academy. So there you go. Now let's get into the 7A. On Friday, Auburn will be at Daphne. Guys, if you are in the area, you'll want to go to this ball game. Both teams come in 9-2. And if you've not been to Jubilee Stadium over there in Daphne. It's really, really beautiful, no doubt about it. Baker will be at Opelika. Central Phoenix City will be at Fairhope. That's going to be a big game, guys. Central Phoenix City 10-1, taking on the Pirates of 8-3. Patrick Nix, the head football coach for Central Phoenix City, he's going to come in. That is the big dog. That's the big dog.
I think they're number one in the state.
And I think you're going to see the Pirates. I'm predicting Tim Carter has his guys ready to go at home. Sherry Sullivan, the mayor at Fairhope, says she's going to have the field ready. Yeah. And I think it's going to bleed over. And, then, of course, finish out 7-8. Mary Montgomery will be at Thompson. Another big game right there for sure. All right, let's go to our Boudreaux's Cajun Grill guest line and welcome in the basketball coach for McGill Tulane, Philip Murphy, on the line with us, presented by Will 2. Coach, thank you for taking time to be with us. And, boy, basketball season is right here amongst us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys for having me on.
Absolutely, Coach. Sounds like you're in the gym somewhere. You got things going on. I can hear it working.
Yeah, we've got our tip off tournament running these first 3 days of the season, and so we tip off at 9:30 this morning with our first game and finish at 5 this evening. So we've got a full day of basketball ahead of us.
Well, Coach, tell us a little bit about that. Who all's there? Who's playing? And what's the matchups?
Yeah, so we've got a really good lineup on the boys' side. We have the last three 7A state champion Hoover Bucks here. We have Viger, who won the 5A state championship last year. We've got ourselves, it was a Final Four 6A team. We've got Cottage Hill, MGM, Faith here as well. So have some really good basketball going on, and like I said, we'll wrap that up today.
You know, Coach, having a big tournament at the beginning of the year kind of sets the tempo for your team. What's your thoughts about you guys getting in there, getting right off the bat, seeing some of the big guys around the state, some of the teams that have got a lot of population in their schools, and they come into your place to play in a tournament? How does that help you? How do you feel like that helps you going forward? Coach?
We may have lost him.
Sounds like we have, because I hear nothing but crickets.
Right. I think he got disconnected there, so we'll try to get back to him. Coach Philip Murphy, McGill basketball coach.
That's a big tournament.
It really is. There's some big names over there.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, Coach, I'm looking forward to hear if we can get him back on for why they do that. You know, it's a big deal to have those guys come in. You know, it's kind of like if you think about it, it's always good to play good competition early in your season, kind of see where you are.
Right.
You know, and I think that's one of the things, like we do at in golf at the dumbwaiter tournament. You know, that's one
absolutely
of the, that we every all the big boys from the state come to that tournament, and it'll be this year be March 9th and 10th at Steelwood, the dumbwaiter invitational.
You should have had Wes here with us today.
Well, I owe him an apology. He called me this week, and I forgot to call him back. So that's my fault. Okay. He's probably not speaking to me now.
Could be.
But you, all right, Coach, we got you.
You got me back. I thought y'all got mad at me, hung up on me.
No way, buddy. No way. But listen, tell us. You know, you're telling us about your tournament you have, and I was asking a question as. You know, when y'all host a tournament like that, what are you hoping that your guys will learn from that tournament? You hit some of the premier teams from around the state in your gym playing in your tournament. How will that help you?
Well, I mean, for us and really all the teams that kind of commit to come to our tip-off tournament are committing with half the roster or just getting the roster back, because most of these teams are still in the football playoffs. Teams that commit to come here are not what they're going to be. And so it is a great opportunity for all the teams that play here to get our younger players reps and minutes that they otherwise wouldn't get. And so that's the biggest takeaway for me from it. You know, we've struggled in our first two games, but it's like I was telling my kids in the locker room last night, you know, this is going to help us in January when it matters. And that's what we're more worried about than anything else.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're visiting with Coach Philip Murphy, McGill basketball, presented by Will2. Coach, we only got about a minute left here. Now, did you say that you have boys and girls playing, or just boys in this tournament?
Yeah, we've got boys and girls playing. We're actually opening up with Cottage Hill Christian this morning and St. Luke's girls. They're in the first matchup this morning.
If somebody wants to come out and watch, what do they need to do? Does it cost anything? What do they need to do here?
Sure, it's $15 for entry. That $15 gets you access all day to either one of our gyms. And like I said, we start at 9:30 this morning, and our last tip off is at 5:00 tonight. So it's all day worth of basketball, and we'd love to have people come out and watch some good basketball.
Well, Coach, man, I'll tell you something. I appreciate you joining us today, and I know you're busy. Want to get you on again soon to talk. We'll have a chance to talk more about your team and what you're looking like, especially when you kind of get all your guys back out there on the floor with you. And we look forward to having you back on real soon, Coach.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys for having me on.
Appreciate it, man. There you go. Coach Philip Murphy, McGill basketball coach, presented by Will2. You know, going to those – and listen, if you don't have anything to do today or if you want to go see some good basketball, go watch that. That is fun watching these kids go play. There are some athletes out there that will turn your head. I can promise you.
And you always – you know, if you go and you watch long enough, you always see something you never thought you'd see.
Right.
And it's always just – it's so much fun to go out there and watch it and let watch these kids compete, watch the coaches coach, and make sure that you are act like a good sportsmanship fan and not like some of the folks who go to gyms and talk ugly to the officials. We don't want that to happen. We want to make sure that sportsmanship overrides everything that goes on. I mean, it's one of the things that we talk about on this show a lot, and gyms are the hardest place, man, because you hear everything.
Yeah,
you
no
can hear everything. So, you know, I hope that when everybody goes that, you know, officials are out there doing it for the love of the game. They get paid a little bit of money. They don't get paid a whole lot of money.
No.
They don't get paid to be berated, I can tell you. And so go out there and cheer for your kids and for your school and your team and let that be it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to take a time out here in a second, and then we'll come back. I know we've got the True Grit Award. You're going to be giving that out.
Yeah.
We're also going to go back in and give you the schedule for Friday night, second round of the playoffs. Let me just mention, we got a big show coming up on Southern Fairway Sports Radio at 10 o'clock. Big 89, Russ Wood's going to be here. Hall of Fame coach Barry Gibson's going to be here as well. And who knows, Howard Cosell may come in and introduce those
guys.
You
never know about Howard.
You never know. Don't go anywhere. We've got more of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report right after this.
Hi, this is Misty, your local chicken salad chick. Be the talk of your tailgate this year by bringing chicken salad chick. From party platters, cheese balls, and grab-and-go options, there is a winning flavor for all taste buds. Chicken Salad Chick, Mobile and Baldwin Counties. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 8. Or order online at chickensaladchick.com. Chickensaladchick.com.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to your host, Randy Bergen.
Babies in the running around, hanging in the crowd, putting your business in the street, talking out loud, saying you bought it this and that, how much you done spent. I swear she must believe it's all heaven sent.
It's all heaven sent. Boy, little Boss Gags on Saturday on a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Man, that just kind of gets you kicking right there. We got a lot of football going on, basketball, high school basketball is going. You got track going on, a lot of things happening for sure. And one of the things that we have loved this year is this new award, the True Grit Award. And, Mark, you have done extremely well with that. And the coaches, I think the big thing is all the coaches have bought in on that.
The exciting thing for me is, like, when I get the responses from the coaches, I wish I had time to just read you all the stuff that the coaches say about these kids, because it's really remarkable. And maybe we'll have some time later on. We can come back to this and tell a little bit about it. But, this was a thought from my good friend Robert Deneef at Blue Water Millworks. And Robert was and I were talking this summer, and he said, I want to do something more. I want to do something because I have a special place in my heart for those kids that show up every day and they're there and everybody knows they're accountable. What's the best ability in the world is dependability.
Exactly.
And so this is one of the things that this True Grit Award is about. Guy comes in, does his job, whether he's a starter or not, it makes no difference. But he's always there, always willing to do whatever the coach asks him to do, whatever his teammates need. He's there for his team, his school, his coaches, his community. That's what the True Grit Award is about. So we appreciate Blue Water Millworks and Marvin Windows for being the sponsor of this award, the True Grit Award. And this, we close it out for football this week as we have the last three schools on our list were Murphy, LaFleur, and BC Rain. Coach Sherman Williams from Murphy sends in his award winner as Christian Dewberry, football player from Murphy High School, is the True Grit Award winner. For LaFleur, Coach Michael Perry Jr. sent in his name of young man he voted for or put in for his team was Micah Thomas. Micah Thomas from LaFleur High School. At BC Rain, Coach Lawrence Yelding sent in a young man by the name of Quentin Beard, and he is their True Grit Award winner for this year. So congratulations to Christian Dewberry of Murphy, Micah Thomas of LaFleur, and Quentin Beard from BC Rain as our True Grit Award winners for this Saturday, November the 11th of 2025. Congratulations. We'll be sending out your certificates to your coaches next week. And they can give them to you any way that they choose. So we'll be getting those out.
You know what would be neat is, obviously, when we get into the winter months, sports kind of in high school kind of dies down a little bit, and there's some free time. It might be that you keep some of those, and let's pull out one or two and say, okay, well, this was your winter back in November the 11th, whatever it was, and here's what Coach Sherman Williams had to say about it.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great idea.
Yeah, I think that'd be a lot of fun.
We're also going to try to do, we're going to make an attempt to do other sports.
Okay.
We're going to branch out. And now the problem with that is you got boys and girls, basketball, and we got to get all those coaches' numbers and emails. So tracking all that down will be one of our jobs. So if you get a strange call, coaches, or a number or text, it's us looking for you. So we're going to try to get that done. But let's get back to the playoff pairings for this coming week.
Let's do it. We finished up with 7A. Let's go to 6A real quick. Bessemer City, 9-1, will be at Pike Road, who are 9-2. Gadsden City will be at Clay Chalkwell. Clay Chalkwell undefeated, 11-0 right now. Hartsell and Home will be at Homewood. That should be a pretty good matchup. Both of these teams are 10-1. Mountain Brook will travel to Fort Payne. Parker will be at Muscle Shoals. Muscle Shoals, again, one of those undefeated teams at 10-0. Russell County will be at Hueytown. Here's going to be a good one. Spain Park will travel down to Mobile. They'll go to Saraland, and Saraland 10-0. And then Theodore, we had Coach Steve Masco, and Theodore travels to Ural Stomping Grounds.
Yeah.
Benjamin Russell, which should be a very good ball game.
I agree.
What a setting to play football, too.
No doubt. There at Savarese Martin Stadium. Beautiful setting, and that'll be a great ball game. In 5A, Andalusia will be at Clay County, Central High School in Clay County. Montgomery Catholic will be at Shelby County High School. Fairview will be at Jacksonville. Moody will be at Priceville. Russell will be at Briarwood, St. Clair County at Scottsboro, Viger at Northside, and Williamson at Elmore County.
Let me just mention that Viger real quick. Viger 9-2, Northside 11-0. That'll be a pretty good ball game. And, of course, Williamson, as you mentioned, will be at Elmore County. Williamson will try to remain undefeated. Alexandria will be at Plainview, American Christian at W.S. Neal. Bullock County will be at Mobile Christian. Deschler at Hamilton. There's going to be a good matchup.
Yes.
Deschler comes in 10-1. Hamilton undefeated at 11-0. Good Hope at West Morgan, Jackson at Hanley, Madison Academy at Anniston, and St. Michael, again undefeated, will be at Pleasant Grove.
It's going to be some great ball games. In 3A, Bayside Academy, we will be traveling to Randolph County in the big city of Wedowee, Alabama.
You will not be here next Saturday.
No, that is going to be that's a long trip. Randolph County, I watched them on my phone the other night, got a good football team. That's going to be quite a game. Colbert County at Gordo. Fife at Piedmont. That's a big ball game. That's two of the 2A and 3A powerhouses over the years. They're going to be a big ball game at Piedmont. Lee Scott Academy at Montgomery Academy. Pretty good ball game, a 9-2 versus 10-1. Trinity at Glenwood School in Phoenix City. Westbrook Christian and Gadsden at Geraldine. Winfield at Mars Hill, who is 11-0, and they are rolling. Mars Hill's got a really good football team.
Coach, I got to mention something real quick. 10 years ago this year, you mentioned Gordo. Right behind that, you mentioned Piedmont. 10 years ago, Bayside went to Gordo on what was perhaps one of the best football games I've ever called. It was absolutely a phenomenal game. Coach Barry Gibson was my color. We had 89, I think, was on the sideline. And that game was incredible how Bayside had – it was either three or four fourth downs and went for it, made it, and scored with just a minute or two left in the ball game.
Yeah.
And going to win it. Then you had to go play Piedmont in the state championship when we had a lot of injured players. But, boy, what a year that was, 2015. All right, 2A, Arrington will be at Lynette, Lexington at Coosa Christian, Providence Christian at Lochipoca, Laverne, who is undefeated, will be at G.W. Long, Pleasant Valley at Tuscaloosa Academy, Realtown at Cottonwood, Southeastern at Red Bay, and Vincent will travel to Pisgah.
In Class 1A, Appalachian will be at Marion County, Autauga Academy at McKenzie, Barry Fayette at Addison, Hackleberg at Hubbardville, Linden at Leroy, Maplesville's undefeated. In fact, Brent Hubbard's son, I think, is quarterback on that team. Maples will be at McIntosh. Southern Choctaw will be at University Charter School, and Wadley, 10-0, will be at Meek. That's your playoffs for next week, Thursday. I think all the AHSA games are Friday night, I think.
That's correct.
And the AISA is Thursday night.
Yeah. Let me ask you, we got a minute or two left in the segment here. You've been coaching for a long time. You've been to a lot of playoffs. Is there, like for me, I go back to 2015. A lot of things happened that year. Our good friend who roamed the sidelines with us for a long time, Orlando McCorvey, passed away that year. We got to the state championships with Bayside. I was also doing Faulkner State basketball. We go to the state championships. We win that one. So that was a big year for me, and a lot of games I remember. Or when you go to these playoffs or state championships, Is there a season or a game that just above the rest stick out, and why?
There's probably one of the games that sticks out the most for me was I think it was my second year at Fairhope, and we had to go to Eufaula to play Eufaula. Eufaula was undefeated. They were first seed. We were the fourth seed in our region. Our region was B.C. Rain, St. Paul's, Williamson, and us. And we went and played at Eufaula. They were undefeated or 9-1, and they were really, really good. And we went over there, and we beat them at their place in the first round of the playoffs. And watching our kids play that night, a young man by the name of Ray Ray Kyles, I think he had three touchdowns and two quarterback sacks. We just put him at defensive end, and he made a play. But that game, for me as a head coach, was one of the most memorable games I can remember coaching in, and our staff and kids were so excited. We came home the next week to play the eventual state champions, Homewood, at our place, and didn't fare quite as well. But that game at Eufaula that night, Shane Wasden was the head coach, and had a really good conversation with him after the game, and he was so complimentary of our program and, you know, where we had gone. And that, to me, that was a big one. The next year, we beat McAdory at our place and Oxford. But that game at Eufaula, being the fourth seed, going in and beating the number one seed, was a big one.
That would be. You guys were amped up. That's what's fun. Again, I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. Central Phoenix City's coming in, coached by Patrick Nix, former Auburn quarterback, son now the quarterback for the Denver Broncos, Bo Nix. He's got a good football team, best in the state, coming down here to Fairhope.
Fairhope's gotten better and better and better all year long.
Of course, we did the play-by-play for Spanish Fort this year, Coach Cleveland and I, and Russ, Big 89. And the first game of the year was against Fairhope in Spanish Fort. Spanish Fort won that ball game. But it was, you could tell real quick, Fairhope was going to get it going. They didn't have it at that time. They were still working through some things, but you look at their record now. So,
yep.
And then we got a Crip that walks in.
Oh, man.
All right, we're going to take a timeout when we come back. Mark has got the Camp Gray segment. Don't go anywhere. More right after this.
This segment of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile, and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
This morning I want to talk about a little thing that I've heard. I heard two of our three guests this morning talk about their games last night. They're going to enjoy it for the day, you know, enjoy that win, and then they'll get ready to go tomorrow, kind of a 24-hour rule. And, you know, it's hard to do that in some sports, especially in basketball.
Right.
When you play one night and you got to play again the next night, or you play one game at 10 o'clock and you got to play another game at 4 o'clock. And it's hard to do that. But the point of what I'm trying to say, I want to make is that the devotion for today is like, be still and be here. And it says in Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I am God. Life moves really fast. We rush from one task to another, often missing the quiet beauty of the moment that we're in. Our minds wander to yesterday's mistakes or tomorrow's worries, and before we know it, the day slipped away. But God meets us in the now. He isn't only the victories of tomorrow or the regrets of the past. He is here in this breath, in this heartbeat. Each moment is a gift and an invitation to notice His presence. When we pause and truly be, to listen, to breathe, to notice the world around us, we begin to sense the peace that only comes from Him. Jesus Himself lived a fully present, lived fully present, whether He was teaching a crowd or sitting at a table with friends. He noticed people, heard their hearts, and loved them right where they were. Take a few minutes. I challenge all of us, especially me, to take a few minutes and stop and simply be still. Thank God for this day, for this hour, for this breath. You don't have to fix the past or control the future. Just be here and know that He is God. Ben, I hear, though, and I remember, I think about that, and I go, you know, I spend a lot of time regretting things that have happened in the past or worrying about things that are to come, and how can I control it? Well, I can't control it. I don't even know if I'm going to wake up tomorrow, you know. I don't know if I'm going to make it through the day. But the grace that God gives us is being able to live in that moment. And as I hear these coaches talk about enjoying that win, that's what it's about. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the game. Coach Carter said it. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing the game. Worry about it when it gets here. That's what he's going to do. You know, Coach Mass said, I don't even look at film for the next game. I don't bracket watch. I don't film. I enjoy the moment, the game I've got, and then I worry about the next one. And the same thing Coach Golson said, we're going to enjoy this one today, and then we'll go to work tomorrow. Those are things that I think that God's always trying to tell us is to be still, be here, be in the moment, understand what's going on so you can enjoy the day. Because too many of us, I know, I don't know about y'all, but me, I have a tendency to waste a day by thinking too far down the road and not seeing the moment for what the moment is. Coach, there was something else I wanted to talk about this morning Coach Cleveland had talked about. It's about a place called Rooted and Grounded. It's over Rooted and Grounded. It's over in Mobile on 2754 Dolphin Street. The owner is Caroline Pilot Burdett, and they got a lot of things going. You can make orders there for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Pre-order take and bakes for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Now, take and bake is a home option for cinnamon rolls. It comes with four cinnamon rolls. Put them in the oven. Put icing on top. Boom, you're ready to go. Then they have early bird Christmas special on Friday, November 21st. You need to look at Rooted and Grounded and find out what these things got, what they've got coming up. It's a Christmas sale that they've got coming up on November 21st, and a chance to win 50% off any merchandise. Christmas Night of Worship on Tuesday, December the 2nd, for our Christmas Night of Worship. The doors open at 5:30. Worship begins at 6 o'clock. Study Night, Monday, December the 8th, is our study night open to college students. We will be open from 5:30 to 10. Free pizza, blessing bags, live worship, and, of course, coffee. They will be closed December 24th through the 31st. But Rooted and Grounded is a place where you can go, have some coffee, have some cinnamon rolls, order stuff that you want to order. But it's a place to go to fellowship with friends, worship, have some small group activities, whatever you need. There's a place for it there at Rooted and Grounded over in Mobile. So take a moment, find out what it's all about.
Hey, it's been a good show. We've had a lot of fun today. Had some great coaches on. Zach Golson was on. Steve Mask was on. Philip Murphy was on.
Tim Carter.
Tim Carter was on. Yeah. And
we had Arthur Mack.
Yeah, so a great show. Hey, we're going to keep it rolling, all right, because we have got another Hall of Fame show set up for you coming up in just a little bit, all right, because we've got Big 89s in the house, all right, so we'll probably talk a little Auburn football. And
hey, I'm going to tell you something. I saw a little film on Big 89 this week. I was watching some clips on YouTube, and I saw him on the field making a tackle. And I'm going to tell you something. Hey, big boy can play.
Well, let me tell you, he only made three tackles his whole career.
Now, that's not true.
But we're gonna talk to 89 here in a little bit. We got a Hall of Famer in Coach Barry Gibson. He is in the house. We're going to talk some football with him. We got a lot of good college football going on right now.
And I brought some clips of me playing.
You didn't bring the one about Woodrow Lowe, did you?
No, it's not on here.
Y'all need to talk about that in the next, show.
Yeah, of course, Woodrow Lowe, if you didn't know, Woodrow Lowe passed away 2 days ago. And Barry had an opportunity to play against Woodrow when you were playing at Southern Miss. That's a great story. We're going to have that for you coming up here in just a little bit. But Matt Brandt's going to be on with us, one of the proprietors of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. Why is he on? Well, he's down in Fairhope. They got a big deal going on down there. He's going to tell us about that, and we'll talk some football with him. So we got a lot to pack in a one-hour show. And so we're excited. We're excited about it.
I want to give we got a minute here. I want to give a shout-out to a young man on our football team at Bayside. His name's Noah Kane. Pound for pound, best football player we've got. He plays free safety, plays running back, runs back punts, runs back kickoffs, does just about everything. That poor kid has had a 102-yard pass interception run back for a touchdown called back.
Oh, my.
Because of a penalty. He's had at least one, maybe two punt returns for touchdowns, both over 60 yards called back. Finally, last night, he hits one, gets another one called back. And then, he gets a play and he hits the seam for like 68 yards on a run and he scores. And I think the first thing he did, he walked in the end zone, turns around and looks. He's looking all over the field. Is there a flag out there? No flag.
Oh,
but,
that's great.
Noah's a senior on our football team. He's having a great year and just a fine young man. And we really appreciate
it. Noah Kane?
Yeah. Novocaine.
And then change it to Novocaine because he's putting everybody else to sleep.
Hey, Barry, we were talking. We only got a minute left here, but we were talking about we were going through setting up the schedule for the second round of the playoffs, and Gordo came up, and right after Gordo came Piedmont. And I told I told Mark, I said, you know, we got to go back 10 years, 2015, when we went to Gordo.
Yep.
And 89, were you with us at Gordo? You okay?
What a game.
Was that not a great game?
I heard you talk about it on the radio coming in. I was listening to it. Yeah, that was a unbelievable.
That was one of the best.
Will was his name? Will Smith. Will, the little running back said, "Give me the ball." Will Cox, give me the ball, coach.
Never say die, man. They just never say die.
Mark, good stuff. Good stuff, man. Enjoy
it, bro.
All right, enjoy your weekend off, and good luck to y'all on Friday night.
Thank you, man.